This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
All right, the rising cost of essential goods, particularly staple food items, you know, is likely to put a squeeze on spending this festive season. That's according to debt review group Debt Rescue, which says many households are under financial strain and turning to credit just to keep up with basic expenses like groceries, electricity, and fuel. And we just, you know, thought we should talk about it because this is something of crucial importance, you know, heading into, you know, the festive. You had Refila saying,
I did. And, I do understand where exactly she's coming from. So we are having a conversation this morning, and we are talking to Education and Communication Officer at the National Credit Regulator, Pupu Mohlala, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're good. Thank you so much for joining us. And in light of what, you know, we are talking about this morning, the rising costs of essential goods, looking at, you know, staple foods and the likes, and just how we are understanding reports that are coming out that households are under so much financial strain due to this. And we're finding that households are turning to credit. And this is just to keep up with basic expenses like groceries and electricity as well, and fuel. You know, let's look at the credit trends from a few festive seasons ago versus this festive year. And does it seem that people have gotten better at saving for the festive season? What are you picking up?
They're definitely finding more ways to make money, to save money. Be it a stock sell, be it a society, be it saving mechanisms that are seemingly being more prevalent now. The issue is not necessarily the saving it more time now that you're saying. We're seeing that the issue is setting priorities, understanding what is a need and what is a want for those who find themselves being able to save. Understanding that I will need this 5,000 rand in gen for stationery. Hence now we're seeing new stock for such as your stationery stock for where people are now saying, since we eat this money, we can't seemingly discipline ourselves. Maybe let's start with a stock for where I can buy stationery in gen, or we buy as a group and we assist each other. So the issue becomes looking at how social media also becomes an influence. That one finds themselves having set 10,000 rand, which may be 5 sheets before the festive season, 5 for December, for Jan. But when December, or rather the 31st comes, the whole 10,000 rand actually got finished on the 17th of December. So priority is a major issue in ensuring that the supposed savings do what they are supposed to do. So understanding what is a need, what is a want, and for those that do apply for credit, understanding the types of credit products and the interest thereof. So that is where, and a lot of us make the mistakes of using unregistered credit providers. Now, that is where we find ourselves over-indebted. And I mean, I'm from the village house, Koror. I can tell you that there can be some who decide to borrow in order to show off. Now, that's where we make it wrong, and it makes it as difficult to start saving even in June next year.
And maybe let's look, I mean, you already touched on some of the points. Today's the 9th, right? And there could be people who are realizing that, you know what, I don't think I've saved enough. It's the 9th. Next week is about to get really busy in terms of spending in the country. And, you know, in a black household, in a black community, Christmas lunch, Christmas clothes, those are not catered for. And you are making a realization. We haven't even touched on stationery and January school fees or anything. You mentioned that sometimes we find ourselves over indebted. What can you say to, you know, people who find themselves in a situation where they feel that their only option is credit, and some who are over indebted that can't even access the, you know, registered financial services providers? What can you say to them?
You re-evaluate your financial status. And how do you do it? Meaning you do a new budget. And this budget must be a realistic budget. It shouldn't be a budget. You know, this word budget, we tend to throw it around, but it really means something. You need to do a realistic and a communicated expectation budget. How do we do that? It means you sit down with family, you communicate your expectations to say that here's Pupu, now I earn 20,000 rand. you guys know that I'm the only breadwinner at home. Can you all provide supposed your needs and your wants? And let's see what we do with this money. The problem with us, majority of the time, we try to find ways to satisfy the needs of the family members or people that you live in or your family or siblings. Mm-hmm. Instead of communicating that I don't have enough money to do 1, 2, 3. What are our priorities? Remember I spoke about priorities in the first time.
Yeah.
When you communicate the priorities of the family itself, then you know what is our goal. Then when you have the goal set out and the vision, you know how much you are left. And from what you are left with is what you need to work with the rest of the family. And when we do the budget, you don't do it alone. You don't do it in isolation. You need to sit down and say, okay, I know that every month I need to pay 450 for transport. Mm-hmm. 3,000 then it's for groceries. I think we need to stop this thing of going to a shopping as a family, all of us. Let's rather maybe this time go myself and you to help me with the shopping. Because if you go with the rest of the family or more kids, you come back with pizzas and toys. So the budget needs to be realistic, and everybody that you owe, including your makeup, people you buy makeups, whether it's Inuka or whatever those things, you need to make sure that you write them down on the very same budget. And your budget needs to go alongside with your monthly statement, your account statement. Mm. You have a red paper, a red pen on the side, a black pen on the side. Then you just say, okay, this month I said I'm going to only use 3.5 for groceries. You check on my statement, what does it say? Did I go and swipe at Tops or did I go and shop only for groceries? So you need to put that into place. The budget is the best. And the second one, never ever skip your payment. What you actually can do, which is what most of us don't do, we just ignore the 010 numbers when they call us our creditors. You communicate with your creditors. And that is what the credit agreement tells you as well. Mm-hmm. That when you find yourself in financial situation, contact us so we can find an amicable solution for you so that both of us win, not just one. Then you will communicate and say, I'm currently financially strained. I no longer have the 5,000 rand. Can I rather at least pay you 3.9? Can you restructure the agreement? They will do so. That will give you enough money in your pocket in order to do other things. But again, make sure that you don't get swallowed up by competition. Because if you allow competition to then swallow you up, even if you make provision for extra cash, you'll end up using on unnecessary things, all because now you want to show it to December post.
Hmm. All right. Thank you so much for such great insights. I appreciate your expertise. That's Education Officer and Communications Officer at the National Credit Regulator, Pupu Mohlala, who was talking to us.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.